Morning watch, laboring on the all-inclusive Christ typified by the good land, for the building up of the church as the body of Christ, for the reality and the manifestation of the kingdom, and for the bride to make herself ready for the Lord's coming, week 11. The surplus of the produce of the good land and the corporate worship of God the Father in truthfulness, Saturday. Related verses. John 4:24, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truthfulness. 3 John 1, the elder to Gaius, the beloved, whom I love in truthfulness. John 14:6, Jesus said to him, I am the way and the reality and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. 1 John 1:1-2, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we beheld and our hands handled concerning the word of life. And the life was manifested, and we have seen and testify and report to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us. 3 John 2-4. Beloved, concerning all things, I wish that you may prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. For I rejoice greatly at the brothers' coming and testifying to your steadfastness in truth, even as you walk in truth. I have no greater joy than these things, that I hear that my children are walking in truth. Related reading. The Christian life is a life of daily experiencing the Christ we have received. This experience of Christ produces the offerings with which we worship God. We should come to the meetings of the church in spirit and with the Christ whom we have been experiencing in our daily living. In the church meetings, we should worship God in our spirit and with the very Christ whom we have experienced as the offerings. We may offer him as the sin offering or as the trespass offering, as the burnt offering, as the meal offering, or as the peace offering. All these offerings are the Christ whom we experience subjectively. When we experience Christ, we are actually enjoying the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. Hence, to experience Christ is to enjoy the triune God. This enjoyment results in a reality that is very subjective and practical. On the one hand, this reality is Christ in us. On the other hand, this is also our reality. Suppose certain brothers in the church life are indifferent concerning Christ and idle with respect to the experience of Christ. They have believed in the Lord's name and received him, and that is all. They do not have any experience of Christ in their daily living. These brothers may be ethical and moral, not committing any gross sins, but because they do not have any experience of Christ in their daily living, when they come to the church meetings, they come empty-handed. They are not able to pray or give a word for the Lord. They may like to sit in the meeting and watch others function. This is an insult to God. This kind of worship is not only rejected by him, it is condemned. We should not come to God empty-handed. Whenever we come to him, we should have something of the Christ we have experienced in our daily living. God wants the Christ we have experienced. His desire is that we worship him with the Christ we experience day by day. In experiencing Christ, we enjoy God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. This enjoyment issues in a reality that we may call our personal reality. This personal reality is a matter of having Christ saturating our inner being. When we have this reality, we have Christ in our spirit, heart, mind, emotion, and will. This is the Christ whom we have experienced becoming our reality. This is not only the divine reality for our enjoyment, this is also our human reality, our personal reality, which comes out of our enjoyment of the divine reality. This human reality is the issue of the divine reality that we enjoy daily. Years ago, I heard messages saying that we need to be sincere in our worship of God, and that this sincerity is what the Lord Jesus meant by truthfulness in John 4:23-24. For example, one may say to the members of a congregation, "You have come to worship God, but your heart is not here. For the worship of God, you need a sincere heart." To interpret the word truthfulness in John 4:23-24 as sincerity is to expound the word of God in a way that is natural and religious. The word of the divine revelation here is that we need to worship God in truthfulness, which is the issue of our enjoyment of the triune God as reality. If we experience Christ daily, we will enjoy the triune God as our reality. This enjoyment will result in a virtue, and this virtue will become our human truthfulness, a reality that is the outcome of the divine reality. This virtue is nothing less than Christ experienced by us, and this Christ is all the offerings. The Christ we have experienced is our sin offering, trespass offering, burnt offering, meal offering, and peace offering.